22 years ago when my son had cancer, when David had cancer, and they operated on him. He had he's a sinner boy, 19 years old. Let me talk to you, sinner, if you're here. You don't get religion because you get cancer. You may try to get it after you get cancer. You may not get it. You don't get religion because you have heart trouble. You don't get religion because you had a car wreck. If you don't get it when God's Spirit speaks to you and talks to you, you can go to hell from the hospital. God never saved. It just so happens He fixed it so when He said, "Go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." That's the best thing could ever happen to you. Get saved. "She shall bring forth a son," Matthew 1:21. "Thou shalt call his name Jesus." Say it with the lockjaw, "Jesus." You can do it. He fixed it so you can say it. "He shall save his people from their sins." Amen. That boy of mine was lost, 19 years old, had a goose egg on his neck, wanted to go to college. He said, "Daddy," he said, "I'd like to get that took off." Well, that started. We got it took off, and that big surgeon come out and said, "Your boy's got cancer, Mr. Moore. The pathologist hasn't tested yet, but I know I've cut in too much of his cancer." So they tested it, and it was. He went back to the top of his heart and the top of his lungs as far as they could go and took out tissue, and it was malignant. The old anesthetist was 51. Of course, that ain't old now since I've got up here, but I call him old. But he'd studied medicine all his life, and he said, "I wish I'd have never studied it. Mr. Moore, your boy's got cancer." Said he's eat up with it. He said, "I wish I'd have never studied medicine. It depressed him." He said, "I hear that you're a preacher." I could have said, "And I hear that you're an alcoholic." But I didn't tell him that right then. And he was, but he could still do his job. But he said, "I hear that you're a preacher." "Yes, sir." I said, "I am." He said, "Maybe God will help us." Well, I walked off right along there. I said, "Maybe He will." And I went to prayer and said, "My Father, this caught me like the little black woman at Boley, Oklahoma. It caught me a little ways off." We went to pray for her, and she's bad sick, and she said, "This caught me a little ways off." That's right. Well, I wasn't backslid, but I just wasn't, you know, in there as close as it could be. I mean, when I say that, I mean, I think you got to really be on it. I mean, in it. I think you got to be up there, see. And I said, "Father, if you'll save my boy, I'll put him in the ground." Never say a grumbling word. I wouldn't have either. I wouldn't have done like that mother done down there when I had that funeral and that little grandbaby lay there dead. And she said, "God, why did you do us like this? Why did you do it?" God wouldn't let me answer, but I won't say, "Because you had it out to the lake Sunday morning. It fell off the dock and drowned in the water. And because you and your husband breaking up, and he's chased women and drinking beer, and you ain't helping a thing a bit. That's why it happened." But I couldn't answer that. That'd be ill-mannered to do that there at the casket, you know. But and the Lord said, "And if you don't get saved, what will you do?" I said, "I'll continue the work that you've given me to do. I'll do the work that you've given me to do." Did you know the Lord saved him? Black as a dark night. It didn't look like he'd live. Stretched a sheet up over his head. He couldn't stand to look at his old buddies. And the bed trembled while he cried. But he didn't get saved because of that. It was when he gained enough strength to stagger back out of that hospital and sit in the church one night while I was preaching the Holy Ghost power. Did y'all feel it last night? If you didn't, you're petrified spiritually. You are petrified if you didn't feel the power of God last night. I just don't make excuses for poor folks that criticize saints of God that shout and worship God. Go out yonder to a football game and have to go to the doctor for laryngitis when it's over because you hooped and hollered for the Buffaloes to let buck their way to victory. Great God, have mercy. We're going to have a bunch of people face God at the judgment. Wouldn't worship the Lord, honey. Wouldn't praise God. Wouldn't pray at the altar. Go to any football, basketball game, hoop and holler to give out. Yeah. and then say they think we're crazy. We had time last night here. I guess I know when I had a good time. We had a time here last night. Don't you like that hollering song leader? I love it. I love it. I think it's better than Johnny Cash myself. Why, you act a fool over Willie Nelson. Poor old beer guzzling alcoholic needs to be saved. And you rip and roar and holler and hand clap and stomp feet and give $5 or $10 to go ahead and see him. I've been in meetings like last night when people got healed. I'm talking about healed, buddy. Been right there. Great God, I've been in meetings where the power of God moved last night. I prayed for folks in bed, shouted away, plumb out of bed. Thank God. Healed, didn't go back either. I've been there. Only woman I ever met that had, is I don't know what it is, a gift or what that you've got, was on the West Coast a while back. She's 90 years old. She's R.W. Marlowe's mother in Jim Wallace Church. She could just roll one poem after the other, and her 90 just roll out her mouth like that, brother. I never heard. Now, he's the second one I've heard. That's great. Isn't that wonderful? You're going to wish after a while you'd have raised your bony hand and worship the Lord with you. I don't reckon I'll preach on in the grave tonight, but I've just turned all my texts loose. I had several texts wrote down, but I've just turned them loose. Last night they all got away from me, and I hope it gets away tonight. We said everything we can say. We put things in space, spit fire and belch smoke and go around the world 25,000 miles an hour. We put a man on the moon and we're in worse shape than we've ever been spiritually. We're locked up in adultery and fornication and dope until our country's sinking. I was 42,000 feet high on an airplane a while back, and the Lord gave me 19 reasons why we're sinking. Poor silly fellas running around saying, I don't see things any different than ever was. No different than ever was. We're already in the number system. It's going to control the world. Just punch a few keys and tell where you at, where you live, what your apartment number is, and who you work for and how much you make. You talking about being controlled. They know just how heavy they can tax us just before it breaks our back. And they ain't going to stop till they do that either. I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise his name. I don't know what you come. You know folk got to know what to come to do. Got to get in. Priest a meeting in Stonewall, Oklahoma. Car broke down. We slept in the house where the snow blowed through the cracks on the floor. Shook peanuts all day on her knees. You know, I'd shaking the roots together and knocking the dirt off of them, and dirt goes up your nose and on the ground. Walked 2 miles every night and built a fire in the wood stove. Stonewall, Oklahoma, preached revival. On, Baptist community. Come on. Let me talk to you, homeless people. We are not any better than anybody, but we have God's Holy Ghost if we do have it. Amen. Got to preaching the Bible to them. They said they got the Holy Ghost when they got saved. I said, do you think the mother of Jesus was saved? Well, yes, Brother Moore. What was she doing up there with them when they got it? Brother Moore, you know what you... Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. You just don't know what you're thinking about. And why would he say it's expedient for you, saints, apostles, Christians, disciples? It's expedient for you that I go away. For I go not away, the comforter will not come. But if I depart, I will send him, called he, 9 times in 3 verses. He'll guide you. That ain't salvation. No, Forgiveness of sins. Salvation. This is an individual called he. He will guide you into all truth. Bring all things to you. Remember, he'll be a comforter. I don't know what I'm going to preach tonight, but if I preach what I was aiming to, I'll have to testify while before I do. But I'm going to tell you something. The world had disregarded the Spirit of God, the power of God. That boy of mine got saved that night while I preached to my own son. He come and got saved. No hope, dark as at midnight. Go over across the old Canadian River with him. All he could think of was die with cancer. No way out. No way out. And one day he got depressed. He said, Daddy, I'll kill myself before I lay in a dying bed and die with cancer. Yes, I said, the gun's in the closet and the creek's right below the house, son. But you don't have the guts to do that. You know that's wrong, and you know there's a hell, and you know there's a God in an eternity. You can't do that. Well, they decided they'd give him radioactive iodine put in his body, and they run him under a Geiger counter, I called it, after 24 hours. They feed it to you with lead tongs. And you can't, every time you use the bath, you must flush it immediately. It's dangerous, very dangerous, radioactive stuff. They put him on a table after they give it to him, and they run that Geiger counter over him. And in your, it picks up the hot spot, whether it's in the liver, the lungs, the back, the kidneys, where the cancer is the most. And that particular type of cancer picks up radioactive iodine, and as you run this over the body, it picks up the signal from the hot spot. And that machine says zzzz till it comes over that, and then zzzz picks up the hot spot. We prayed for David, and they prayed ever for him. They checked him out. They ran it over him, said, Mr. Moore, we can't find anything in the boy. I said, put it over him again, will you? They run her back and forth again, said, we still don't find anything. I said, would you run it one more time for me over that body laying there? The night before that happened, the hoot owls filled the trees around my house in the country. And in the black night while I was praying, they began to hoot, all of them. I said, that's strange to me. That's strange to me. I said, my father, are you trying to talk to me through the hoot owls like you did the rooster to the Apostle Peter? Are you trying to talk to me through the hoot owls like you did the mule to Balaam? I felt a witness in my soul that God had come to me. You believe in the Lord? God healed him 22 years ago. Whew. After he got out of bed, he worked 30 hours straight before I had to take him off the job. You know, as folks don't want to work, don't care whether they work or not. Whew. Healed by the power of God. He was 19 years old and just got up out of that bed of cancer. And a bunch of youngins come out to see him. I may not preach tonight, children. Come out to see him. They're going to foot race him. Here's his age. He'd come up out of a dark valley. I teased him. I said, boys, you want to mess with David? Ain't nobody got to drive like somebody God's give life that knew they were going to die. Hell, it's about to go to Sunday school every Sunday. Just about to go to church every church night. Hell, do it, won't you, buddy? Three new hanging in there. You know you'll die if you don't stay with God. God keep that heart a beating for you if you're going to trust him. Lean on him. Let the devil worry himself into ulcers. Square marked off about 100 yards it's going to run and took off running. I said, boys, before they went, you're fooling with the wrong man, fool with David. He run the last 15 yards backwards in front of them, motioning them to come home. I'm telling you what happened. I'm just telling you about a fellow God healed. Went 12,000 feet high in the Colorado Rockies. Killed his biggest deer had been took out in 30 years. 39 and a half inch spread. Listen to me, deer hunters. 39 and a half inch spread. Deer racked that big around coming out of his head. Biggest mule deer had been killed in 30 years in Dry Creek Basin, Colorado. Went back year before last and brought back an elk. It takes half of an 8-foot wall. Little David, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp, hallelujah. David, shepherd boy, kill the lion, leap for joy. I wouldn't mind to have meat like the old-time Methodists had when they got the jerks. They got them. They had the jerks. Got the jerks. Couldn't control it. Amen. History said they had them. Them five sisters in that meeting in Stonewall, Oklahoma, them Baptists got the shouts and the dance for it was over, and them Baptists stormed out between the aisles and hit the aisle to dance, and they didn't aim to, but they did. You ever feel the power of God? Everybody's in God's church has. Wind bloweth where it listeth, and you hear the sound thereof, but canst not tell from whence it cometh or whither it goeth. So is everyone that's born of the Spirit. That one like that. Come on, brother. Look out the window, an old treatise. Asking nobody nothing. Wind's blowing on it. You see the wind? Get me a picture of it. I never have. You ain't got nobody right criticizing somebody moves when the Spirit moves on just because you ain't got no Spirit moving on you. A little tree don't make no excuse for it. Amen. Several months ago, they took a notion to check David for cancer again. They like to kill him. I didn't know what all is going to do to him. They put him back through that. After 22 years, they put him through tests where if he read a book, they had to tear it up in the room. You couldn't read it. Nobody could touch it. I don't know what to give him. They didn't call it what they did 22 years ago or something like that, but they done something. They got modern stuff. They liked to kill him. They didn't tell us side effects. They didn't tell me. But when they got him through it, they said, David, you got a great test, son. There ain't no cancer in you. 22 years have passed. They said he'd live 6 or 8 years, and he'd die. I don't know why I've told this here tonight. I didn't plan on it. I... Hallelujah. So he's still healed by the power of God. They tried to find it and they couldn't, and he's still healed by the power of God. You can have help here tonight. You can get help from God. You must get your mind off of everyone else and on the Lord for yourself, one-on-one. So-and-so prayed and they didn't get help. They're better than I am. Forget it. We're not talking about them. We're talking about you. And you must believe that God will help me. And I'll pray. And the Lord will hear me. And the Lord will answer. Just a few scattered thoughts about the power of God and what it can do. You need help tonight? God can help you. On the way down, I stopped still night to man, and he gave me a good coat. So I just want to give this to you. I said, that's all right, just keep it. He gave it to me, and I wore it away, but it didn't fit me right. And come down here, and the first thing I heard is about a burnout and some folks in the family. And I just thought, that's how interested the Lord is. He'll just send me with a coat, and I don't even know the people. And send somebody else with a dress or something someone needs in the family. He's interested in us. He's willing to help us. You need help from the Lord tonight? We in a financial strait in Oklahoma lost 36 banks last year. But you know, the Lord is helping us. The Lord is helping us. He's given our boys jobs. It's praying for jobs. He's given them jobs. Amen. You need help from the Lord some way tonight? If you're here and you're a sinner, the Lord can help you. Some years ago, a woman in my church said, Lord, Brother Moore's paid for a bunch of old cars. I'd bought about 16 or 17 new cars by that time and paid them out. I was sitting over a while ago, we're kind of in my mind figuring again. Yes, I've run over 2 million miles in 45 years. The Lord is just the same, children. I don't care what your preacher done. I mean, you may know a crooked preacher. I mean, you may have had one sometime, but God is not. You may have failed. God hasn't. You may be defeated. God will help you. God is still able to help us. She said, Lord, would you give Brother Moore a new car so he won't have to make payments? And I knew she prayed that. And I said, Lord, it won't hurt my feelings a bit if you never give me a new car. But for her sake, on her faith, she's been a great woman of faith. And would you answer that for her just to build her faith? I won't fall out with you if I have to ride a bicycle. I have had to thumb rides and sleep on park benches. Yeah, I've had to do it. It doesn't hurt me none. No, great God have mercy, no. But you know what? The Lord began to send me money. No, we didn't write nobody or call nobody and tell them that we was trying to get Brother Moore a new car. No, we didn't do that. Didn't do that. But he just began to move on people to say, God's a great bookkeeper. Do you know the Lord knows all about you tonight? I put $9,000 in a fruit jar in $100 bills in the cellar. You get that all the time? No, I don't. God's a good bookkeeper. You can't fool the Lord. No way. You can't fool the Lord on that. And you know what? When he gave me enough money, I went to Mr. Bauman Buick at Chickasha, Oklahoma. And I said, I wanted to buy me an 82, no, it was an 81 V6 Buick. I ordered a new one and sold my old car. And when that come in, there had been a rebate come on it after I ordered it. And the rebate was retroactive back before I ordered, $500 rebate on it. And the dealer had to stand good for to that. Well, when it come in, I took the money to the bank and I said to the teller, the lady there, I said, did you ever hear about God giving anybody a car? No, she said, I never had heard it. Well, I said, God give me a car. He did, yes, a new car. You don't mean it, yes. She didn't know God was in the real estate business, but he is. Yeah. Well, I'm going to talk about the real estate to you in a minute, but he's in the car business. She started counting it. You know how they can count it. I just one, two, three. They just. She counted a while. She looked up. See, you say, Mr. Moore, that God's given you a car. Yes, ma'am. Well, I've heard of it. She said, Mr. Moore, you mean God is giving? I said, yes, ma'am. God's given me a car. She said, I can't count this money. She said, I can't get this straight here. She said, I can't keep this money straight. I said, I'll get on the way. I went in the first vice president's office. I said, Richard, you know God's given me a car? Said, God's given you a car, Preacher Moore. Yeah. I said, now if you need to borrow any money, don't let us know. I said, you don't understand. God has given me a car. I went over there to get that car. Asked that dealer to make. He said, I didn't make no money, Harley LD. Said, that car, at rebate come in, I lost nearly everything I made on that trying, because the dealer had to stand good for it. I said, you tell me the truth? He said, I am. Church of Christ elder. When closed the deal out, he gave me an extra $100. He said, LD, you give me too much money. I said, you told me you didn't make no money, Harley. He said, I'm telling you the truth. I said, all I'm interested in is the truth. I ain't here to try to rejoice because somebody lost a job and I kept mine. Because I bought things below wholesale. I know as a former Green Light Auto Store operator, you can't operate on that business. I want you to make some money. You know what? The last check that was handed me on that car, fella signed it and said, you fill it in, LD, for the tag, tax, and title. I didn't come out with 15 cents. Tell me, all I'm talking about right now, and I may not be able to preach anymore, do you take out for the nights I don't preach? I'm telling you, I just want you to know I'm a human like you are. And that happened to me, Rusty. Mother called me Rusty all my life. My nickname, Rusty. Rusty got that experience. I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise his name. I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise his name. I ain't trying to act like nobody. Lord, give me that car. And when I bought that, that money stopped coming in. There wasn't no more putting the jug in the cellar. I know there's some crooks that's on the TV and the radio that says, we're going off if you don't send us help. And be sure to remember the new station we're coming on, KTOB and COD and all that, something else somewhere else. And now three or four stations are going on and telling you they're going off if you don't send the help. I sound like a dirty lie to me. You need help from the Lord. Do you like for God to help you tonight? God will help you. Amen. Whew. 20th chapter, 2 Chronicles, the great war is fixing to break out. It's told Jehoshaphat, a great multitude's coming against you from beyond the sea on this side of Syria. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Does it still work? Will it work now? Oh, if I could just get a few people stirred enough to just miss a meal or two and pray a while. And pray a while. Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? In thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? I think about these poor little weak-kneed jellyfish backbone humans that dare shake the hand or the fist in God's face. Nobody can stand before the Lord. Somebody said, I don't believe in what I can't see. I told them, come to Oklahoma and look at the railroad tracks. A tornado rolled up. Good to have a piece of railroad track for anvil. Down where I live, I can prove what I'm saying to you. Tornadoes come right down that railroad track and flip them little things that holds it down and roll that up like you roll. That's power, ain't it? Roll it up like you roll barbed wire up. No man, Jehoshaphat, knowed there's a living God. He knowed there was a wonderful God. He knowed there was a way-making God. He knowed there was a God that could hear. And he said, nobody can stand in front of him. Great God, nobody can withstand thee. Art not thou our God who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel and gave it to the seed of Abraham thy friend forever? And they dwelt therein and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil come upon us as a sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, cry unto thee in our affliction, then wilt thou hear and help. I want to talk to you tonight on we don't know what to do. Now behold the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, wilt not thou judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. I want to ask you questions. Anybody in here don't know what to do? You don't have to answer. But I never have been nowhere yet, but what there's any amount of people there at all. There's somebody in there didn't know what to do. Don't know what. You know what this king does? He calls a whole country on the bed he's supposed to die on. Several months went by, and I've been off on one of my tours. Been going for weeks and weeks, and I was wanting to go home. And I got through Mulberry and preached that morning, and I said, I'm going home. They said, stay. I said, I ain't going to. I'm going home. I left, got out on the highway, and the Lord come to me. He said, you're going to mind me? You're going to do what you want to do, and it's so dangerous to do what you want to do. You get yourself killed.
Now, Lord, I said, I'll go back, but if you want me to preach there tonight, you put Paul Douglas out in that yard. If he ain't out there, I'm going home. He is across the creek, fixed to sit down at the dinner table. Spirit hit him. He said to his children, I can't sit down. I've got to go back home. Well, Papa, why? I don't know. Well, take a chicken leg with you anyhow. And he grabbed the chicken leg and went across that little footbridge across that creek. And when I drove up in front of his house, he'd come around the side of the house, that chicken leg in his hand walked up. You don't believe that story? Well, it's so. And I preached out that night. I didn't know what to do. You don't know what to do? Come on and join the praying gang. You know how to work it out? He knows how to work it out. You know what to do with it? He knows what to do with it. I'm going to have to preach a good while so you'll know you've been to church. And the Levites, the children of the Korathites and the children of the Kohites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. They had a praise service there way back down 1,000 years ago. And they rose early in the morning and went forth in the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood by the wayside. The king used to do that when the army went by. And as they went by, I said, hear me, O Judah, ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God. So shall you be established. If you don't know what to do, believe in God. Believe his prophets, and ye shall prosper, thank God. When he'd appointed with the, consulted with the people, he appointed singers on the Lord that should praise the Lord in the beauty of holiness long before the Holy Rollers got here. And as they went out before the army to say, praise the Lord for his mercy and endureth forever. It was the funniest looking army I ever heard of. They didn't know what to do. And he said, get a bunch of good singers and send them out in front of the army. You had to come to whoop us. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Anybody ask you who I am? Make it ring now. Who I am? Who I am? I can just see that song leader say, get out on it over there. Sing, don't stand there and look. Sing. Anybody ask you who I am? Who I am? Who I am? If anybody ask you who I am, tell them I'm a child of God. Make it ring. We down yonder in the belly of the wheel, God heard old Jonah's cry. Said, loose him, man, let him go that he may prophesy. Don't tell me they didn't feel the Spirit. They felt the power of God. They felt the Spirit. Great God. And when they began to sing, praise the Lord, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Moab, Mount Seir. And when they come out against Judah, and they were smitten, woo, David said, let them fall into their own snare, whilst that I with will escape. Devil keep you awake all night, setting a trap for you. He try to get you in it. If he does get you in it, he won't apologize to you for it. But if you happen to miss it and get in trouble over what he give you plans to do, he'll never apologize to you for it. He'll just keep you awake all night, making more plans that'll fall through, just like the last ones did. My Jesus, the Lord set ambushments against them. And the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir. That's one of them standing there, ain't it? I believe that's one of them killing. And they got killed and said, there's another. Well, them wasn't Hebrews. But it's mixed up on who they're into it with. Did you ever see anybody get in that shape in the church world? They didn't just know who they had it in for, but had it in for somebody. Huh? They just didn't know who it was, but it's somebody. It's the deacon or the elder, the pastor, the Sunday school superintendent. There's something bad wrong here somewhere. Right. They didn't know who they was fighting. Right. Yeah. It's killing their friends. Yeah. Can God work? Yeah. We don't know what to do. You know how they found out? Call the prayer meeting. Devil makes fun of it. Devil pokes at it. You know why? He don't want you to do it. Right. Yeah. I dare you to try. I dare you to really turn a prayer meeting on it. Just put it in the prayer meeting. One fellow said he feared the prayers of John Knox worse than all the armies of the world. He feared the prayers of John Knox. I want to preach a little while longer to you. Hey, begin to praise the Lord. My wife's here. I can nearly hear her say, unless you're preaching a little too long. bless her heart. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against them to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, every one helped destroy the other. Oh, I never heard of it. They like to wipe themselves out. Children of God's over there saying, if anybody asks you who I am, who I am, who I am, if anybody asks you who I am, tell them I'm a child of God. We down yonder in the belly of the whale, God heard old Jonas cry, said, loose him and let him go. He may prophesy well. Make it rain now. Anybody ask you who I am? That bunch over yonder is killing each other. ...1929 when there wasn't no work calling nowhere. I have a friend that fasted and prayed for 3 days for a job. I know him today. He stood in that line. There's going to hire a man down there someplace. Got word he's going to hire. There's 150 men got down there by daylight. They were just hiring one or two. And Brother Ralph Cook's son-in-law was standing down that line. And that personnel man stepped out of that little house and said, you down there, you down there. Me, no, not you. No, the one behind you, one on back, one on back, one on back, one on back. Finally, he come to Ralph Cook's son-in-law, step out of line. He said, call him up there and put him to work. He didn't no more know him than the man in the moon. But God, I don't know what to do, but God knows what to do. You don't know what to do tonight? You're going, you know what? I think these folks are dying don't have to die tonight. I think these folks lost don't have to be lost tonight. I think these folks in the jam don't have to be in the jam. Turn it over to God. Believe God. Believe His prophets. You'll prosper. Have faith in God. Call on God. Be willing to do what God says. Woo! I've been gone from home for weeks and weeks. Trouble at home. Problems. Big problem. My boy lost the water on the knee joint. Going to be stiff. I said, I got to go home. I prayed. God said, you can't go home. I need you here. I'll take care of that, sir. I didn't know what to do. He healed him. He healed him. And if it wasn't so much, this wouldn't take me so long to get through it here. But here's more of it. Judah came toward the watchtower of Willis, and they looked in the Willis. Behold, their dead bodies fallen to earth. None escaped. All killed themselves. Killed each other. When Jehoshaphat's people come to take away the spoil of them, they found among them abundance both of riches with the dead bodies, precious jewels which they stripped off themselves, and more than they could carry away. It's 3 days and gathering back the gold and stuff. From 3 days carried back. I like old Havis and his priest in that meeting down in Oklahoma living in that little shotgun house. Got down to nothing but egg steaks. I mean just eggs. I'm into it with a cord here. I'm going to have to do a two-step to get out of that, I believe. Children just as well have a good time. Why bring up a bunch of spoiled, rotten children that's soured on the church? Let them get in and laugh and shout and have a good time. Let them enjoy it. I may wind up singing the crazy song for that three-year-old who's been asking me for a quit. You don't know what to do? Go to seeking God about it. Go to calling on the Lord about it. Go to praying to God about it. I've got so many experiences on my mind, I guess it's out of order. Last church I built, I went to banks everywhere trying to borrow money. No, LD, you're going to ruin your name by putting money in them churches. Them bankers let me know that I was taking a bad risk. You're going to ruin yourself. You can't afford, LD, to stand up for that. Now, if you've got one man in us, got 1,000 acres of land, he wants to stand good for it, we'll take him. But we can't take no church board or nothing like that. Poor people, we can't foreclose on a church. And you just, you waste your time. You're going to lose whatever thing. What do you got? I pay no attention to him. I know he didn't know what to do. I just went and mortgaged my house. B didn't want to, but it did anyhow. Mortgaged my house for the money. Built God a house. One day I was praying in the altar of my church. We owed lots of money on my house. I put it up for the folks. God come to me and said, your house is paid for. Well, thank you, Lord. I said, come to me the second time and said, your house is paid for. 3 months later, the devil said, God didn't tell you that. I said, you don't talk to him. You don't know nothing about it. You don't know what he told me. Back out of it. I said, you don't know nothing about this. Me and God's business here. About 3 weeks, a duck crossed the road in Oklahoma, and an old woman just slid her car to a stop to keep him hitting that duck. Of course, I'd have just thumped, and that'd have been the duck. I wouldn't have slid around worrying about it. But the boy behind her come to my church, and he threw his wife off on the floorboard when he stopped. She's had leg trouble all her life. Been operated on several times for him, works on crutches. They hauled her to the hospital and said, you're ruined. She said, I ain't either. They said, it's ruined. You said, it ain't ruined me. I'm in good shape as it was before we hit the floor. Well, I said, we x-rayed your leg and they've been broke. Yeah, I've been broke since the girl. They've re-broke them trying to fix them. Never have been able to. Oh, I said, you're bad. I'm not bad. I'm going home. A few days, the insurance settler come by. Is that what they call? Yeah. Yes, well, call them. That's adjuster. What's the difference? Insurance adjuster, settler. Insurance settler sounds better. Change that in the books. Put a settler. Hey. He come in and offered them, I don't know how many $1,000 if they'd settle. Settle, there ain't nothing wrong. But they settled anyhow. You ain't tell no insurance company nothing wrong. They think their own thing. They got their own lawyers. You don't order them around. We had a borrowed pen in the church. Her husband come to me and said, I got a piece of money I want to put in the church, Brother Moore. Well, son, I said, I don't know how much you're talking about, but it needs to go. He asked me where it needs to go. I said, on the bills. Seemed like the same spirit hit me, hit that prophet that got that woman all that oil. Said, you sell it and then take the rest and live off of it. Don't send it to me, you live on it. Can you understand a crook on the radio would ask a poor widow woman to send her last dollar and have faith? I won't tell that crook to send her another dollar. You hear me? I said crook. It's a crook that'll beg poor people out of the last dollar they got on the radio telling you they got all the faith in the world. That prophet of God wouldn't even take no money from that lady. Said, you take the rest of that and live on it, you and your children. Well, you know, I could have said, give it to me, but the Spirit, I know better. You know I believe in tithes, offerings, and alms, don't you? And then just give what God tells you to. I believe in all that. I do, too. But she said, the Lord spoke and said, I'll tell you what you do. That man of God said, you sell that, and you and your children live off the rest of it. I said, son, put it on the bills of the church. Did you know he is talking about enough money to buy us a new piano and pay my house off? And ever since that day, I've said, Satan, would you come on back and talk to me on it? Would you get on back to me and let me hear from you on it? Yeah. Went back to the old banker that wouldn't loan me no money, Jim. I said, Jim was his name. That's right. I said, Jim, I'm going to tell you what the Lord's done. What'd he do, LD? I told him a story I just told you. He said that was God, wasn't it? Yeah, I said, God said, if you need any money, let us know. I didn't know what to do. He know what to do. The only way to get any glory is have something out of the ordinary happen. You give the doctor the credit. Or you give the neighbor the credit. The grocer, the banker the credit. But who could deny what happened? God sent a duck across the road. Didn't even get hit. Just sent a duck. I believe God done it. Because he told me long days before that happened that my house is paid for. Didn't he work a wonder? Pulled in a tar place in Salisaw. Pulled in. The old boy used to be saved. I said, son, I want to buy a set of tars off of you. Put them on the car, bounced some good tars. I said, now how much owe you? He said, you don't owe me nothing, man. He said, you don't owe me nothing. Pray for me. Don't forget me. Man, I said, I will, but I only pay. Wore that set out, and I said, it's a shame to go and buy a set of tars. I want to preach, I only don't know what to do. That's what I'm going to preach on before I stop. I come back through there again, LD, and this wore out again. I said, ain't fair not to buy them from him after him give me that set of tars. Pulled it out, I said, now look here. See this here I'm going to buy. I'm going to pay these here. I'm going to buy these tars. I got some money here. I want to buy a good set of tars. He put them all on. Got them all put on. And He said, I said, how much? He said, is a man paid for them? No, I said, hold it. I've got to pay for these tars. He said, they done paid for it, Preacher Moore. Well, I wore them out and I need another set. And I said, I'm ashamed now to buy them anywhere else. I've got to buy them off him. So I come into the door and have been coming through the country preaching. I said, here now, I've got to buy a set of tar and got the money right here and I want to pay for them. The driver right in, he said, sticker's out on it. Put a sticker on that car, boys. Has them shocks wore out on that Preacher Moore? No, you need the front end line on that car. He just goes around my car and looks all under it, gets a him just backslid, lost, away from God, ain't even saved. Here, let's look all under it and pick it over just like a mother picking on a child to fix things up. Put one of the best set of tars you ever seen on. I tried to pay him. He said, we didn't give you nothing for Christmas. And wife said to give you that, and she's done gone. Ain't nothing we can do with it. She said, well, they never had in my life give me nothing for Christmas. Now, look. I wish I had the Richland Choir to get up here and say, you come a little late to tell me. You may say that God ain't alive. I'm going to say he ain't even sick. He ain't never had hiccups. He ain't never had a headache. He ain't worried about nothing. Woo! Sent us 100 billion snowflakes in Oklahoma a day. 15 inches in my yard and miles around, and not a one of them alike. Billions and billions of snowflakes and not a one of them alike. Fourth day they assembled themselves together in the valley of Burk, for there they blessed the Lord. Thank God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes it's time to thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, bless the Lord. They got over there in the valley and went to bless the Lord. That's a good place to go to bless the Lord down in the valley. Therefore, the name of the place was called the Valley of Barakah to this day. And they returned every man to Jerusalem. Judah, Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them, king leading the way. To go again to Jerusalem with joy. Wipe that frown off your face over there. Quit that frowning, sister. Get smiling over there. You ever see anybody been hunting a victory for 30 years? Every time a church got it, they didn't have it. Wipe that frown off your face over there. Quit that grumbling back to the ranks, sir. We're going back to town with joy. God is with us. Our God is with us. We're going back to town with joy. They come to Jerusalem with psalteries and harps and trumpets unto the house of the Lord. I'll listen to you, David. That may not be a trumpet. Whatever that thing is, oh, you're blowing her heart ago. I like the sound of that. Wasn't a hurting the service shaking up too much. I'd have jumped up and hollered, blow it, boy, blow it. Come into town with the music going. Pick it up over there on the banjo. Pick it up over there on the postures. Come on down the strings on that harp over there. Pick it up on them instruments. When you see me coming, I've got God on the mind. When you see me coming, I've got God on the mind. When you see me coming, I've got God on the mind. I've got Jesus on the mind. Pick it up on it. Coming back with the victory. We didn't know what to do, but we found out by praying and seeking God, we know what to do. Us all stand. If you're here tonight, I've done my best. It could have been better. You deserve better. You're ahead of me now. But let's not leave. If there's a sinner here, there's a backslider here, there's a way out for you. Talked to a dope boy. Been a pusher. Said they'd kill you. They'd get the word on you. You blackball them. You do them wrong. You turn them in, they'll get me. Get you in a place you can't even hardly get saved because you mess with it. Get you so scared you're afraid to seek God. Afraid they'll get you. I said, son, get on your face. Give your heart to God. That's number one. Us get right with God. Get right with God. Get saved good. And then you go to them boys that's been supplying you, and you look them in the eye, and you tell them, I'm saved by the grace of God. I've given my heart to Jesus. I'm not trying to put you in the jailhouse. I'm not trying to get you in jail. I'm just here to tell you that I've got saved, and I'm pulling it out, thank God. I want to say, if there's a backslider or a sinner here, I want you to come down. There's a way out. There's a way out. There's a way out. There's a way out. How about it? Is there a backslider or a sinner? Pray, children of God. There may be a sinner. I don't know. Lots of time I try to help the church and try to help sinners. But if there's a sinner here, you don't know what to do. I had a woman come to me in Kentucky a while back in a meeting. Husband leaving her. She said in that meeting, she said, I don't know what to do. I said, there's one thing. There's one thing that'll straighten that out. Come on. If you're here tonight and you're a backslider or you're a sinner, I've preached a mighty scattering bunch of thoughts tonight. You deserve better, but look, if you don't know what to do, I've given you a few illustrations and a few happenings that's taking place. Let you know God will help you. God will help you. All right, go right on, brother. Come on. If you're a backslider or a sinner, come on down. Give your heart to God. 3 years ago, 3 years ago, Harry stands saved by the grace of God. 3 years ago, you can do it. You can do it just like he done it. You can do it like I done it. It's been the best life I could have ever thought of living, the one I'm living now. How about it? Are you a backslider or a sinner? You want to sing a little, brother? If you do, sing whatever you want to do. Come on. While the Spirit's speaking to you, give your heart to God. Come on back. If you're a sinner, come on down. If you're a backslider, come on back. God will work it for you. I mean, he'll work it. You can get help from the Lord if you want it tonight. Do you want it? Would you like to have the Lord tonight? While we linger just a little, there may be one here. This may be the last change, children. I've been there once, the last change for him. He didn't get no more. Yes, sir. He didn't get no more. God sees you. He loves you. He's got you here. You're here because God wanted you here. And this is your time, your change. I'm here because the Lord wanted me here. And I want to help you. What about it? Is there a one? All right. You that would like something from the Lord, let's come down. If there's a sinner that'd like to come with him, you come. Who wants to pray? Lord, I don't know what to do. I'm in a problem. I don't know how to solve this thing. Let's call a prayer meeting on it. Come on, sinner. Come on, backslider. Come on. Lord, I don't know what to do. I need help on something. Come on.